Hello.
Hi, Miss Vasquez.
Where else is calling?
Hi, yes, my name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Good. Good. I'm good as well. Thank you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And is this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Are you a client? Or are you a current resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And what was your date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed with it November 13, 2020.
2020. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 5/9/95.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable I can't talk. Contraceptive, I'm sorry. Depo-Provera?
The shot, yes.
Okay, so the name brand one. Okay, did you also use the generic one as well?
No.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum? Okay. Within that 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I actually have my start date. I started them in February 2017, and then I had stopped them in October of 2020.
Okay.
I'm
October.
sorry if I'm getting over a cold.
Oh no. Oh, I know the feeling. Me and my son just got over it as well. It's
Oh man.
horrible. It's going around. Okay. Okay, so bear with me. There's just a few things I have to copy and paste, so I apologize for any pauses.
No problem.
Okay. And for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And will you clarify and verify your first name or spelling of your first name for me, please?
Yeah, DESTINY.
Okay, I have DESTINY.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
B.
B. Okay. And can you confirm the spelling of your last name for me, please?
VASQUEZ.
Okay. Okay, I have V as in Victor, A as in apple, S as in Sam, Q as in quail, U as in umbrella, E as in elephant, Z as in zebra.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
For your email, I have DESSY, V as in Victor, A, S as in Sam, Q1995 at gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes.
Okay. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the 760-927-0545, is that your best contact?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is it a mobile home or mobile or home phone number?
Mobile.
Mobile, okay. Now, in order to get contacted from the law firm, would you prefer phone call, text, or email first?
A text.
Okay. And what is the best time of day to reach out? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime is okay.
Anytime? Okay. Okay. What is your home address?
16219 Pepper Tree Drive, Victorville, California, 92394.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 16219 Pepper Tree Drive in Victorville, California, 92394.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Yes, I do. One second.
Okay.
It was Dr. Daniel DiLorenzo.
Okay. And what hospital facility did he work out of?
He worked at Loma Linda University Medical Center. There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Okay. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just trying to find. Okay, Loma Linda. Okay. Okay, so just to clarify and verify, I have Dr. Daniel DiLorenzo, and he works at Loma Linda University Medical Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have that address as 25455 Barton Road, number 108A. Does that sound familiar?
No, the address is
Okay.
1234 Anderson Street, Loma
348.
Linda, California, 92354.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for verifying that with me. Okay, so I have 11234 Anderson Street in Loma Linda, California, 92350.
92354, sorry.
By four. Okay, I do apologize. Okay, let's see. Okay, I have that now. I thank you. Okay. Okay. Bear with me. I have to copy and paste the address in a few different spots. Okay.
No problem.
And I have his phone number as 909-558-4000. Is that correct? Does that sound familiar?
I don't remember his
Okay,
phone
that's
number.
okay. That's okay. I'll put the one that's on his business profile.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You have a lot. You have a good memory. Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Was Dr. DiLorenzo also your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to copy and paste that over, so bear with me. We're almost done here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor who prescribed your Depo-Provera? Was that Dr. DiLorenzo as well?
No, doctor, it was my gynecologist. It was
Okay.
Dr. Lauren Cristiano.
Okay. Okay. And where is Dr. Cristiano located out of? What city?
It was in the same hospital.
Okay. 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 I have Dr. Lauren Cristiano, at the Loma Linda University Medical Center. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Okay. What pharmacy do you use to pick up any medications?
If I do use one, it'll be Rite Aid.
Rite Aid? Okay. Okay, and what city is that Rite Aid in?
Victorville,
Okay.
California.
Okay. Do you know what street it's on?
La Paz.
La Paz, let's see. Okay, bear with me. Okay, I see it right there. Okay. Right off of 7th and La Paz. Okay. Okay. Do you have any? There is a section on here for medical notes. Would you like me to take down any notes for the attorneys?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put I'll leave that blank. If there is anything, you can always let them know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
The hospital has them.
Okay. Would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically? The attorneys will work to get them as well, but in case they are unable to obtain them, would you want to provide them mail or electronically? Or both?
I mean, you guys have permission to pull them.
Okay. In case they are unable to locate them, would you want electronically or mail or both? I do have to click one. What would work easiest for you? But yes, you are correct. They will be able to locate or pull them.
Mail, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
I don't know who to put for that. Oh, dang, sorry, I don't want to go for
No, it's okay. Do you want me
that.
to circle back to that one?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. In order to be able to retrieve your medical records, what is your social security number?
609 829712.
Okay. I have 609-829-712.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm just going to verify a few bits of information so that they copy over onto the documents correctly. First name is Destiny, Destiny. Middle initial B. Last name Vasquez, Vasquez. Okay. Your start date was February of 2017. Stop date was October of 2020. Okay. Used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, and you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis for 1 year. Okay. You used it between 92 and present date. Okay, you did not use the generic brand. It was the name brand, Depo-Provera. I have your date of birth as 5/9/1995. Okay, date of diagnosis was 11/13/2020. Okay. And then I have your address as 16219 Pepper Tree Drive in Victorville, California, 92394. Okay. Diagnosing doctor and treating doctor was Dr. Daniel DiLorenzo at Loma University or Loma Linda University Medical Center. Prescribing doctor was Lauren Cristiano at that same facility. And then the pharmacy you use, I almost said Farm Aid instead of Rite Aid, is Rite Aid at 142, or I apologize, let me start over. 146-29 7th Street in Victorville, 92395. Okay, all right. Now, circling back to the emergency contact, is there anyone that you can think of that you would like me to write down?
I guess my sister, her name would be
Okay.
Trisha Bush.
Okay, how do I spell her first name?
TRISHA.
Okay. Was that T as in Terry, R as in Robert, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple? Okay. And what is her phone number?
442-221-6706.
Okay. And you said she is your sister, correct? Okay. Do you know her email address?
No.
Okay. And do you know her address off the top of your head?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. That's okay. We have phones. We don't really memorize addresses or phone numbers anymore. So I'm very surprised you had her number memorized. So that's good. Okay. All right. So bear with me. Let me just make sure everything is going to copy over correctly. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, bear with me.
No problem.
Okay, and then just to verify, your email is DESSYVASQ1995@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I will be sending the documents to both your email and your cell phone. So let me know when you do receive that.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
You said my email? Sorry.
Yes, it's going to be email and text message. Either way works, whatever's easier for you. Have you used DocuSign before?
I believe so. Let me see. I just got your message right now.
Okay.
Alexa Knox.
Correct. Yes. Master Strategies. That is me.
Okay. So just click on the link?
Correct.
Do you agree to receive future? Yes. DocuSign. Continue. Please sign. Okay,
yes. So you're going to see a little start button, and then it's going to guide you through it. There's going to be signatures, and it may ask for initials in some areas. Let me know if you need any help with that, okay?
Okay, so please review and act on these documents. Please sign.
Okay.
But it's not letting me, sign or anything.
Okay, so there should be a little box. You either have to click it and then adopt and sign. Should be one of the next few things. So, here, let me.
I got it. Oh, my God.
Okay. No, it's okay. The way that they have it set up, it's so small. It's, in the little corner. It's tiny.
Okay, so I see all my information here. Do I just push start?
Correct. And double verify that I have it all correct. I know I verified with you, but we just want to make sure that it is all correct.
927-0545-162-09 preparatory definitely BSKAC. Okay, so I sign right here.
Correct.
Let me see. Sign. Sign again. Okay, so finish.
Correct.
You're done signing. Continue.
Okay. All right, let me take a look. Okay, it does say completed on my end, so let me see. Okay, looks beautiful. Okay, so I do want to thank you for your time, and I am so sorry for everything that you've gone through. Let's get your voice heard, okay? So please be on a lookout for a call or text from the attorneys from an 800 number. Okay,
Okay.
I will also be sending you a text message in the next minute with my contact information. Please feel free to call or text me with any questions or concerns. And if you hear of anyone else who was affected by Depo as well, have them reach out. Let's get your guys' voices heard, okay? I do want to thank you, and you have a blessed day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.